This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Joining us on the line this morning, CEO of EG Tax, Esther Goulias, are talking about some of the changes in all different sorts of taxes that you might pay that have happened over the past week. Esther, thanks so much for being with us. I want to start with the de minimis exemption on postal shipments to the U.S., something that I think for a lot of people you never, ever thought about, might have never even heard of, but it stopped anybody from paying a tax on a shipment to the U.S. that was worth less than $800. So if you had something shipped to you from Canada, from overseas, from anywhere, likely, unless it was something really expensive, you weren't paying any extra tax on it. Now that's gone. So what does it mean for you, and when do you have to pay?
All right. Well, first of all, what you're seeing under the One Big Beautiful Bill is that obviously they didn't want to over-regulate people. So some of the things, like, for instance, the possibility of paying taxes on foreign assets that came over, that's been set aside until it exceeds the $800 limit. But things like we were talking the other day about the 1099-K form for the third-party payers. So if you're getting money from Venmo, Zelle, PayPal, then it was going to be up to $600. You were going to get the 1099-K form, but they have set that aside completely until you have over $20,000 from third-party payers or $200 in transactions. So these kind of things, over-regulation, things that we were looking at, is going to be set aside. The other thing is the 1099 non-employee compensation is going to move to $2,000 starting in 2026, and this year it's still $600. So you can see this over-regulation that was in the law being set aside.
Well, on the tariffs specifically, it seems like if you were, let's say, a shopper of Temu or Shine and you bought a lot of cheap goods, you know, they were coming over here pretty cheaply. And now they may not come at all because certain countries are postponing or stopping shipments altogether. And they're also facing 10 to 50% tariffs depending on the country that you're purchasing from.
Right. Well, then again, you know, when I've listened now, obviously Donald Trump doesn't call me for advice, but I have heard him say that he really thought that the tariffs were going to offset some of the taxes that they have set aside, like with a tax on tips and tax on overtime and the extra $6,000 exemption that taxpayers over age 64 are going to be able to enjoy. And so now with the judge saying that maybe these tariffs aren't legal, that kind of puts that whole thing back on the drawing board. But you're right. Some of these things that we got so cheap may not be so cheap anymore. So in essence, it ends up to be a tax on the backside if you decide to shop with somebody from China, for instance.
Or might not even be able to get some of these things, depending on all the countries that have stopped shipments over to the U.S. You mentioned the 1099-K form, Esther, and that's something we've talked about with you a lot before. If you sell things on eBay, maybe you have Bills tickets that you've sold and made a pretty nice profit of, you are soon going to have to report that and pay taxes on it. We've been saying it's coming. It got pushed back a year, but it was supposed to be coming this year. And now I'm seeing that it's just gone completely, and it's been moved back to now instead of $600, $20,000, which is quite a difference.
But, you know, Brian, no matter the reporting requirement has been lifted for the $20,200, 200 transactions. But the obligation for the taxpayer to report it, if they had third-party pays and they haven't gotten a 1099-K form, they still are under the law required to report it. It's always been taxable. The requirement for the third-party payor to issue the form, that's what's been set aside, but it's still been fully taxable.
So even if you don't sell $20,000 worth of, let's say, tickets, you still have to report whatever you sold.
That's correct.
But you wouldn't face a penalty.
But it's kind of an honest to God, I didn't get it, but nobody necessarily is going to report it. But it's always been taxable. And obviously, if you had Bills tickets, for instance, let's say you sold them because we're going to the Super Bowl, let's hope. Let's say you sold them for $20,000 because you had tickets, but it costs you $4,000. Well, the difference between $4,000 and $20,000 is what would have been taxable, the $16,000. And even though you didn't get the 1099-K form, it's still a taxable event.
Okay, so just so we know that, that's pretty good. Before we let you go, when you're paying these tariff fees, would you know, or maybe it's different with every single transaction, is that something that you pay while making the purchase, or is that like a separate, almost like a bill in the mail that you get from the IRS later on?
No. The tariff is paid by the company shipping it in, and then that's kind of gobbled up by the person purchasing it. So it's done way at the time when the merchandise comes in. When we go to buy it, it's not like the tariff is going to be imposed upon us upon purchase.
But the importer pays the person taking in whatever merchandise is pays the tariff, right?
That's right. They're the one that pays it. And then they obviously in turn, because they have to make a profit, have to jack up the amount.
What I'm asking is
that they would get.
If that's you, if you're the person taking in whatever that is from any place you buy overseas, you're buying directly, is that a bill you get in the mail separately later on?
No, when they ship it in, you pay the taxes right up front.
Okay.
So it's all in the transaction. It's all included.
It's all in the transaction. So many of these companies have been not raising their prices because I think they were hoping that maybe Trump would adjust those tariffs. But I think as this thing ages, you're going to find more and more companies just can't sustain eating that tariff that they paid, and they're going to have to raise their prices.
Esther, thank you as always. Esther Goulias, the tax lady from EG Tax here on WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.